marchais à mon aise, jamais je ne pourrais plus jouer.
Could stand in the mines were his first love, but never his friend. And he's lived a hard life, and hard now he'll die. Black lungs done got him, his time is nigh. And it's black lung, you're just biding your time. Soon all of this suffering I'll leave behind. Yet I can't help but wonder what God had in mind to send such a...
Trouble, sing the old song.
Stompin' Tom is coming too.
It's country music, this ain't nothing new.
Turn on your radio at 8 on Sunday night. We'll listen to Hank Williams sing I Saw the Light. Turn your lights down low, tune into the mighty power of the Country Classics Hour.
Thank you.
thought you girls gave the shit of that.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Country Classics Hour on 90.3 FM CKUT, the best radio station in the world. I'm your host, Katie Moore, and for the next hour, we're going to listen to classic country as defined by me. Thank you for being subjected to my whim on this Sunday evening. I hope everyone is doing well. As you know, we can't get into the station right now to record the show or to do the show live because of the coronavirus. So I am pre-recording it from my self-isolation booth in Little Italy. It's just actually Sunday afternoon for me, so the décalage horaire, as they say, the jet lag of the show from when I recorded it to when you listen to it is quite small. I'm just going to pretend it's Sunday night. It's 8 hours ahead. Anyway, I hope it's not too hot for everybody and that you have a nice glass of something cold with ice in it in your hand and enjoying Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to everyone. Happy summer solstice. Happy National Indigenous Peoples Day. And to celebrate National Indigenous Peoples Day, I thought we'd listen to some Edward Gamblin off the top of the show. He was a Cree musician from Manitoba. He died in 2010, and he's got some great songs. So let's listen to some Edward Gamblin.
Woman, you want me to come home? You're saying you're tired of spending evenings alone. Oh, but you know that I have. Girl,
Beautiful. That was Edward Gamblin with Lovely in White. And before that, we heard This Can't Go On. Real nice music. And he's got lots of other great tunes I urge you to listen to. Should we listen to some Kitty Wells next? I actually never heard this song before. And it's pretty tear-jerking. Tear-jerking? Okay, it's a heartbreaking tearjerker. It's called I Heard the Jukebox Playing. She heard the jukebox playing while he was calling her on the phone, so she knew he was out partying.
You said that you'd be happy with a baby. Slipping around on me. You thought that you were being wise when you called me on the phone, and you said that you had been delayed, but you'd soon be coming home. I knew that you'd been cheating, 'cause you'd stayed away so long, and I heard the jukebox play when you call me on the
I'm times I want to throw my arms around you. Then I tremble at the thought of giving in, because I know how much it costs to love you. And I'm so afraid of losing you again. Being close to you revives the sorrow that wakes me up and tells me I can't win. I'd love to wake up in your arms tomorrow, but I'm so afraid of losing you again. If heaven were to hear my heart's confession, wanting you would be my greatest sin. But I'm glad that you're no longer my possession, 'cause I'm so afraid of losing you again. Being close to you revives the sorrow that wakes me up and tells me I can't win. I'd love
You are listening to Country Classics Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. I'm your host, Katie Moore, and you just heard some classic country with Charlie Bride's I'm So Afraid of Losing You Again. I can't remember at this point, but I think that's from a live concert from Canada in the late 70s. I will do more research and let you know. But I'm pretty sure that's where I found that song. Beautiful harmonies, beautiful singing, of course. And before that, Kitty Wells with Mansion on the Hill. And before that, I heard the jukebox playing. Just that great line. What was it? I knew that you'd been cheating because you stayed away so long. And I heard the jukebox playing when you called me on the phone. And she rhymes along with phone so effortlessly. It's been a while, but we're checking in with our mountain correspondent, Matthew Woodley, also known as Woody, the Country Classics mountain correspondent. And we'll just check in with him and see what's happening on the mountain in terms of sports, activities, SPF level recommendations. He usually does this in the winter with a ski report, but I think we might need one now with the summer and with social distancing to see what's going on.
Hello, Woody.
Katie, hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good. It's a scorcher today on the mountain.
Tell me about it.
Well, everybody knows the humidex is near 40, but it is a few cool degrees cooler here, especially as you get up into the higher altitudes of the mountain. And it's full of action, full of people. It's a sea of Lycra the whole way up the Olmsted. The main stairs are still closed, as are all the stairways, but just today, or a couple of days ago, actually, the parking lots opened back up to the public. So Beaver Lake and the Belvedere are very crowded. Before, this was limited to people who walked up or puffed it up on a bicycle, perhaps. But the drivers are back in full force, so it's shoulder to shoulder up here in some places. People are trying to social distance. There does seem to be some gray areas in adhering to government recommendations. But for the most part, people seem to be respectful and conscious. Also, the Beaver Lake Pavilion and the chalets are both open. Traffic controls are in place inside to keep the people flow to one way only. And the Café des Amis is open and serving food again. That's good. So it's busy up here. It's a busy, busy Sunday. Also, the public washrooms have opened today. So if you're looking for a nice tree to sit under, chances are you'll be in safer ground than, say, a few days ago, if you can't regret.
And, good to know. That's important.
Yes, it's very important. It's very important. There's a lot of people reading novels and magazines and different news articles on their devices under the trees today. What else? Down at the bottom, the tam-tams are in full swing today, being not Saturday, but there's a lot of people around. There's actually even LARPers LARPing there.
Okay.
And I know that there was a health ministry recommendation that if you LARP, you should wear a mask, but that you shouldn't make your own out of foam and duct tape. And there's a lot of police on bikes and a lot of police on horses, and even the odd car driving through, which is kind of odd because it makes people squish together on the sides of the trail, and it's harder to keep apart that way. But people are out enjoying the weather. We like to see that, and that's a great thing.
Amazing. Do you have an SPF recommendation, or?
I never go lower than 50 myself.
Nice.
I would recommend that people, if you're going to put on the cream, go big.
Nice. Well, I hope you're staying hydrated out there, Woody, and thanks so much for the mountain report. I look forward to the one next week too.
I look forward to it, and I'm keeping hydrated. I've got a big gulp from a local dispensary.
Right on. Well, stay safe on the trails.
You too. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
An early morning melody playing in the scenery of my mind. Rainy days and ocean tides through the hills and green woodsides like a wind chime. Think of you that way a lot, singing to the coffee pot and the kitchen wall. Always up before the sun, picking out some pretty run on the strings like a waterfall. Like a waterfall. Giving me so many songs, ones that kept me going on when I'd wonder why. Weaving through the busy days, there were colors in the misty haze like rainbow rhyme. Reminding me that even prison walls turn to dust and fall before the open sky. Love can find you in the darkest hour, touch you lightly as a flower on colored wings like a butterfly. Like a butterfly. Singing soft and low when I woke today. Got up to play along and found myself with a morning song to send your way. Thanking you for all the times you've listened to these sunrise lines I've made for you. I see your face before me now, smiling as if you know somehow you touched my day like the morning dew. Like the morning dew.
I've been down this road before. I remember every tree, every single blade of grass holds a special place for me. And I remember every town and every hotel room and every song I ever sang on a guitar out of tune. I remember everything, things I can't forget. The way you turned and smiled on me on the night that we first met. And I remember every night, your ocean eyes are blue. How I miss you in the morning light, like roses miss the dew. I've been down this road before, alone as I can be. Careful not to let my past go sneaking up on me. Got no future in my happiness, the regrets are very few. Sometimes a little tenderness was the best that I could do. I remember everything, things I can't forget. Swimming pools of butterflies that slip right through the net. And I remember every night your ocean eyes of blue. How I miss you in the morning light, like roses miss the dew. I miss you in the morning light, like roses miss the dew.
That was Yola with Walk Through the Fire from her 2019 album of the same name, Walk Through Fire, sorry, not The Fire, which got 3 Grammy nominations and was voted or listed in the Rolling Stone as the 3rd best country album of 2019. And I tell you, she's got great songs on that album, so you should go listen to it if you haven't heard it before. She's amazing. What an amazing voice. Wow. And then before that, of course, we got to listen to John Prine. It's I think it was the last song that he recorded, and I first saw it on the John Prine Memorial that was on Facebook last week, and it was just on Facebook for 24 or 48 hours, and then they included this song, and it's a live version of him doing it in his living room. It's called I Remember Everything, and I found it on YouTube, and I converted it to an MP3 so we could listen to it, because what a song. And before that, we heard the Carolina Chocolate Drops from the album We Are the Music Makers with the song Sourwood Mountain, and we started the set off with some Kate Wolf. And that's Nina Gerber on the guitar with Kate Wolf there, and Kate Wolf, of course, died in the 80s, I think, but Nina Gerber is still performing. Obviously, she's a great flat picker, so I think she plays mostly in California. I follow her on Facebook, and I would love to go see her play sometime, but I think it'll be a while before I get to California. What time is it? It is 8:38 p.m. on a Sunday night. You're listening to Country Classics Hour, and I'm your host, Katie Moore, and we're playing classic country music as defined by me. Those of you who listen to the show regularly know that at about halfway through the show, we get in touch with our intern, Pete, who happens to be my dad, and I must assure you, there's no nepotism there. He goes through the rigorous application process every 6 months to try and be our Country Classics intern, and in exchange for all of his hard work, checking that the fax machine is not out of ink. I didn't even know there was ink in a fax machine, and making sure our Yorkshire tea is not steeped. I can't remember the word. In exchange, we let him choose one song that we'll play on the radio. But since COVID-19 has struck us, we've decided to loosen the rules a little bit and let him pick 2 songs a week.
Are you there, Dad?
I'm here, Katie.
How are you?
Depressed.
What's going on?
Well, it was the summer solstice at 5:43 on Saturday, the 20th. So now the days are getting shorter.
It's always depressing. Oh, I forgot. You don't like the solstice.
Well, I like the winter solstice because the days are getting longer.
Well, just think that now you're that much closer to the winter solstice.
You're absolutely right.
Besides your seasonal depression, how's the garden going?
Garden is doing very well despite the heat, yes. Everything's surviving, yep.
Excellent.
Yes.
Did I tell you I have a cucumber growing? It's only 1 centimeter long.
Wow. We had one, but I think one of those rodents ate it.
Ouch.
Yes, it's disappeared.
Yep. Uh-oh.
Oh, well.
Well, let's move on to happier things, shall we?
Yes.
Would you like to pick 2 songs this week?
I'd love to. So there's a great song. It was written back in the 70s by Roland Sally. It's called Killing the Blues. And there's a version by John Prine that I really like, but it's got trumpets and saxophones in it. And I didn't think that was quite suitable for country classics. So, and there's another lovely duet version between Alison Krauss and Robert Plant. But, you know, I've picked one. It's an acoustic. It's Seiji Kawamura is playing it on a Wiesenborn guitar, which is one of those hollow-stemmed or hollow-necked guitars. And it's so peaceful and gentle. Love it. I think it's suitable for this weather that we've got at the moment.
It's beautiful.
So that's pick one. And then going back to the classics, I'd love to hear Merle the Burl Haggard singing "It's Been a Great Afternoon."
Nice.
It was a song he wrote himself, actually, back in 78. It's from an album with an interesting name called "I'm Always on a Mountain When I Fall." It's a funny one.
That's good. I like that title.
Yes.
Great. All right. I mean, just so you know, Merle Haggard, he had a lot of saxophone in his songs. So maybe he'll come around.
Well, I don't mind the saxophone, but it just doesn't sound country to me.
All right. Well, yep. To each their own.
There you go. Yes.
Great picks, Dad. Let's listen to this, shall we?
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Have a good one. Right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Talk soon.
Bye.
You nursed me through the morning, honey. Well, I was really down. Then one rowdy afternoon got me up and around. Yes, last night we had one hell-raising time. But today won't be forgotten too soon. Can't say we've had a good morning. No, but babe, it's been a great afternoon. Yes, sir.
Great afternoon, Merle Haggard. You're listening to Country Classics Hour on CKUT. I'm your host, Katie Moore, and we're going to turn the song selection over to Horton here for a minute. He has chosen his top picks, his choice cuts from the Outlaws album, Wanted. The Outlaws feature Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, Jesse Coulter, and Tom Palglaser. Glaser? I'm not sure how you pronounce it. And interestingly enough, his favorite picks do not feature Waylon Jennings or Tom Pal. Tomple? Sorry. Anyway, this is the first choice cut of Horton's from The Outlaws Wanted is Jesse Coulter's It's Not Easy.
Day by day, we've reached the parting of the way, and I hope you never go through what I've been. Inside of me, a fire is burning. I can't stop my yearning. It's not easy, no, not easy to forget. Can someone tell me just how long the pain will stay before it's gone? Will it slowly fade away?
will it come back each time I see you? Heaven knows how much I need you. It's not easy, no, not easy to forget. It's not easy, no, not easy to forget.
Missing you. Those healing hands of time. And soon they'll be dismissing you from this heart of mine. They'll lead me safely through the night, and I'll follow as though blind. My future tightly clutched within those healing hands of time. They let me close my eyes just then, those healing hands of time. soon they'll let me sleep again. Those healing hands of time. So already I've reached mountain peaks, and I've just begun to climb. I'll get over you by clinging to.
Hi, this is Harry Manx. You're listening to CKUT at 90.3.